Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
All right, we're going to get the bills paid. I promise on the previous podcast. Say that five times fast. I promise on the previous podcast we would talk about getting the bills paid. So January started out. Give you a little bit of insight inside the Crowley house, how things work. You know, I owe about $8 million in healthcare because our daughter was born at 1 pound 17 months ago, thriving at 20 pounds now. With that comes a couple bucks you got to spend in healthcare. Okay, no problem with it. Actually, I have insurance. Not a big deal. All right, kind of joking, tongue in cheek, a little bit. I recorded a show last year. I got a $40,000 bill for a 1 week stay. My wife, when she delivered it, our daughter at 24 weeks, she was in the hospital. One part, just the delivery part, was a week. It was 40 grand. Called up, contested it, 700 bucks. Okay, then. So I saved $39,300 by making a phone call. That was a podcast last year. I can't remember when, but it's all about just you're in control, man. I talked about it earlier this week on the previous show saying getting yourself back off of the mat. You got control. You got the power, man. You were born great. Like you were born into greatness. You were born in the image of God Almighty. And for some reason, now you're 35, 45, 55 years old. Now you think, well, I've been defined by society. Society has really told me who I am. Don't worry, I'm getting the bills paid podcast. It might be this one, it might be the next one. But either way, I'll get to that one. But listen to me, seriously. You're created in greatness. There's nobody else like you. Nobody can do what you can do. I don't care if you dig a ditch, you're the best damn ditch digger there is, okay? If you want to speak on stages, if you want to create websites, if you want to be an accountant, a lawyer. I mean, I tell my daughters this all the time. That's the funny thing. I don't understand this. People who have children tell their kids all the time, you can be whatever you want to be. Don't do what I did. Well, why the hell did you do what you did then? What kind of advice is that? Don't do what I did. Well, of course I'm going to do what you did because I'm, you know, you're the tree, I'm the apple, I fell right next to it. Unless you can actually show me what I should be doing. Kids are very perceptive. My kids dog me all the time, man. I don't eat dinner at the table with them because I drink the green smoothies and I'm always eating salads, okay? And they're eating everything but that stuff, okay? And I want them to. I want, look, when I was a kid, and I know I'm going to get the emails and the tweets saying, oh, your children should eat healthier, shouldn't have Dr. Pepper and Pepsi. I get it. I know. Popcorn. I know. But I did it as a kid, and I thought it was kind of fun. So they want a Pepsi and a bowl of popcorn. They're having Pepsi and a bowl of popcorn. But we actually cook for them every night. They have salad and a nice dinner, so they eat well. But look, if I just told my kids my whole life, don't do what I did. You know, don't do what I did. My kids don't even know what I do for a living. They ask me all the time, Daddy, what's an entrepreneur? Now they want to be an entrepreneur. I didn't even know what that word meant when I was 10 years old. I don't think I even heard that word until I went to college, okay? And I'm serious. I don't know. There was no entrepreneurial influence on my life ever growing up as a child. Had there been, had I had a father, first of all, I guess you got to actually have a father. My dad left when I was 3 months old. Wouldn't know the guy if he walked in the room right now. But if you actually, well, that's not true. I've met him twice, so maybe I would recognize him. If he walked in and said, hey, I'm your father, then that would probably be a good indication of who he was. Point is, if you don't have an influence in your life and you're a parent, you know, if you're a child and you don't have a parent telling you that there's, you can do whatever you want, look at me as an example, you know? And I'm not saying, look, I don't buy my kids. We go to Target, for example, it's always no. Double, triple, quadruple, no. But it's not all the time, hey, we can't afford it, because then there's the mindset, we can't afford it, we're broke. You know, dad's broke, even though he says every day Saturday. And trust me, guys, we've had that conversation before. Saturday's a mindset, not a circumstance. I say it all the time. Saturday does not mean I'm living Oceanside in California. You know, it's funny. People talk about the top 1%. Oh, the 1%. You hear it every election year here in the United States. Oh, the dreaded nasty 1%. Oh, they suck. 1%ers suck. Taking all the money. Well, you might want to Google, when you get a minute, what being in the 1% of earners in the United States actually means, because then you're probably going to change your tune. For example, if you earn 300 grand or more in the state of Ohio where I live, you're in the 1% category. 300 grand. That's 25 grand a month. It's not a lot of money. All right. Now, when I say that, relatively speaking, okay, I know 300 grand is a hell of a lot of money. I'm just saying it ain't 3 million, which is what I would have thought it was to be in the 1%. Wouldn't you? Like when you hear 1% and you don't know anything about it, maybe it's the first time, doesn't that shock you? Check it out. Google it for your state. You know, hit me up on Twitter. What's the 1% in your state? Where do you live? Montana, California, Texas, Nebraska, Pennsylvania. Where do you live? New York, New Jersey? Where is it? Let me know what 1% of your state is in earnings. It's very easy. There's a map. If you Google it, you'll see it. Just Google the images and you'll see it. What 1% of the United States earners. Let me know. Hit me up on Twitter, because when you see that, some are lower than 300 grand. You know, there's states that it might be 200 grand. Maybe it's 175,000. Guys, those are not numbers that you hear and you say, wow, you made $180,000 this year? Holy cow, that's a lot. No, man, you think like $1.8 million? Sure, now you're talking. That's what I would think in 2016 with the Zuckerbergs of the world and the Warren Buffetts and these people worth hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. You know, that's what you would think of 1%. So anyway, we shock you. But if you're not going to lead by example and at least try to get in to the upper 1%, then you're setting a horrible example, because you know what you're going to do when you try to do that. You're going to accomplish amazing things. Let's say if you lived in Ohio, where I live, and you wanted to make 300 grand, and you ended up, you didn't hit it your first whatever year, 3 years, 4 years, but you're making $210,000. Don't you think that's pretty damn amazing, considering where you came from? See, the journey to success is never about the money. It's always about the person that you become along the way. The journey to success is never about the money. It's always about the person that you need to, that you're forced to become along the way. You must get better if you're going to be in the top 1%. You can't be average. You can't stay where you are. You can't be like Jim, I talked about on the previous podcasts, literally camping out in Averageville. You can't be that individual. So I challenge you, focus on getting to the top 1%. And if you live, I know this podcast goes out in over 100 countries, and I am so grateful for that. Holy cow. I'll get to that in a minute, because that just blows my mind when I get tweets and emails from people in India and Indonesia and Asia. It's crazy, man. Just crazy. I want you, wherever you live, whatever country you live in, find out what the top 1% of that demographic is where you live. Doesn't matter, because it's still going to be the same thing. That should be your goal. And you could get there this year. Like you could. It's January, guys. You have only 1 month behind you. Find out how you get to the upper 1% and then put a plan together. But in order to get to 1%, you got to get in the top 70%. If you're going to get in 70, then you shoot for 50. And you make those your benchmark goals. And if you don't hit 1% this year, can you imagine, though, wherever you start right now, if you doubled it, let's say right now you're in the top 70% in your state. Okay, cool. You got to start somewhere, wherever that is. Let's say your goal is to get in the top 30%. Or your goal was 1% and you ended up in the 30%. You see what I mean? This is so, when you chunk it down, man, what I'm trying to give you right now is confidence, because I didn't know any of this stuff. I had no idea any of this, like any of this thought process, it wasn't even going through my mind. You know what I was trying to do? I was like Jim in the previous podcast. Today's Thursday, January 28th. I promise you, I'm not kidding. I was just trying to get to Friday. I mean, I was just hanging on so tight to try to get to the next day, because if I could just get to Friday, oh my God, I could possibly not have to come into work on Saturday, and then I would sit around Sunday with a pit in my stomach, especially with no football on here in the U.S. February sucks, because March Madness hasn't started yet. The NFL's over. The Super Bowl's been played, and February is like Daytona 500. I'm not a NASCAR follower or fan. I just kind of mope and dope around on Sundays with a pit in my stomach and go buy food. All right? So, whole purpose of this podcast, I'm getting the next show. I'm doing three today. We're coming right back, I promise. talking about getting the bills paid. But this was a powerful show. I had no idea I was going to talk about it. Now you're starting to, you new listeners out there, and I know we get new listeners all the time, you're starting to get the show a little bit, right? You don't get it all the way. You still think I'm psychotic and I should be admitted to a mental hospital. And I don't even think you're wrong in that thought process. But it's wearing on you a little bit, man. I know it's growing on you. I know it's growing on you. I know it's growing on you. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.